Hi everyone, welcome to this podcast on marketing criteria. We're going to talk a bit about kind of assessments in uni and we're going to chat about how they are marked as well. So just to introduce myself, I'm Bethan, I am a fourth year film and media student.
And I'm Maria, I'm about to start my third year in psychology.
Okay, so I think we thought we would start by chatting about types of assessments you get at university. And this obviously really depends on what kind of degree you go into. So we can maybe chat a bit about our degrees and how that kind of applies to us because we're both in different divisions. But obviously the types of assessments you normally get, essays come into pretty much every degree. Presentations, most degrees will at least have one presentation at some point. And then, of course, there's exams, which you may or may not sit during your time at uni. For example, my course started off in first year. I had two exams and I've never sat an exam since. Whereas I think psychology, you maybe have a few more, don't you?
Yeah, I think I had one on my first year, but ever since COVID, we haven't had another one. So hopefully that will change.
Yeah, definitely also restrictions apply as well. There was a lot of alternative assessments during the COVID period. So this year, they may or may not have a couple more adjustments to the course, what they would normally do, but hopefully that'll be the last year, but we'll see. But yeah, exams are definitely very odd at QMU because some courses just don't touch them at all, whereas some will have a lot. So yeah, it really just depends on where you're going into. And then essays are obviously pretty much, I think they're pretty much the same in all courses. All courses have referencing, but it just depends on what kind of type of essay you're writing and obviously what kind of content you have within that. Is there any more assessments you kind of get in psychology?
Well, for example, we get a lot of reports, like research and everything and all of that involved. Yeah, they're a bit different, but you shouldn't worry because you'll get like a lot of explanations on how to do them and how to write them and what sort of style you should follow. And like the first one will be quite complicated, but once you get that done, you'll just do them with your eye closed. And also something I wanted to mention was the different type of referencing we use in psychology, because I think most courses use Harvard.
Yeah,
but
we do.
Psychology, you will use APA. So keep an eye on that.
Definitely important to keep an eye on what referencing you're doing. Best way to do that is the Write Insight Handbook. Just keep on top of that. Make sure you know exactly what type you need to be looking at as well. So if it's APA or Harvard, and you'll be good to go.
Yeah, and then I think something we should mention is how usually, even though you get the briefing for the type of assessment you have to do, you also get a rubric with it. Mm-hmm. So a rubric is usually explains like the type of things you have to cover in your essay. It's sort of like a grid that basically covers everything. Usually mine have a line for referencing, the type of writing you have to do. So if you have to be critical, you have one for critical writing, and you'll have one for the content. Or like, I remember in one of my essays this year, we couldn't use papers that were really old. So if you used one that was old, you would fail the assessment because that was the requirement. So that was a line in the marketing grid. But yeah, what about you? Have you had like any sort of rare rubrics that?
Yeah, we get a lot of different ones in film because obviously there's creative elements as well and we do a lot of practical assessments. And if we do that, then we've got extras in there. So obviously there's the usual, there's understanding, there's analysis. I think that comes into every single one we've done. Evaluation, I think, is another one when we're doing evaluating work, which we tend to do quite a lot. And then for creative work, you'll get kind of how the content was made. Technology, I think, is what it comes under. So it's how you use your technology, how well it's put together, how well you've listened kind of in class as well, and to come into your final work. So yeah, we definitely get a lot of interesting ones that will randomly pop up. And presentations as well. I think when you do presentations, obviously that one will pop up, but it will obviously wouldn't come up if you're doing essays because you're not presenting your essay. But when you do presentations, obviously how you're presenting yourself at the front of the class or how you're presenting over Zoom calls or whoever you're doing it is definitely important to look at.
Yeah, I think overall it's a great guide on how to do your assessment. So definitely check that out.
Yeah, definitely good to, I think, start by looking both at the assessment criteria, but then also at the rubric as well to see what exactly is coming under that particular assignment. Yeah, and I think from that we can move on to kind of the feedback in general. So obviously you'll get your rubric, and what happens with that is you'll get a box kind of grayed out, which will be either A, B, C category, and then these all add up to give you your final grade. However, at the same time, you'll also get written feedback from your lecturers. So at the side of your assessment or in person, as I think we'll chat about later, your lecturers will write out your feedback and they might even mark stuff in your assignment as well, give you comments, just general feedback. Yeah, do you have any kind of thoughts about that?
I think for me, the first ever feedback I got was really weird because I had a lecturer who was really ambiguous and didn't really give any tips on like how to improve or how to change stuff or what to add. But usually all feedback I've gotten has been like, you know, really positive or really like things that I could have improved or things to work on for my next essay. So it's usually quite helpful. And it usually, most of the times it makes sense, the comments I make.
Yeah.
Adding that have been like weird or that I couldn't understand apart from that first one. What about you?
Yeah, I've never had any assignments back, luckily, that I felt were unjustified or I felt were wrong in any way. But I think there have definitely been times where I've been a bit confused if I've maybe got a lower mark and I'm not quite sure why they've said that. Like, I can understand certain elements within their subpoints. I'm like, I'm not quite sure what you mean there. There was one time I did that, but I contacted the head of that module afterwards and just said, I'm a little bit confused on the marking, is there, can you maybe just explain a bit more? And he was very nice and we had a chat afterwards as well. We got on a video call and he read through the essay and he basically just explained what they were kind of saying in the feedback, which was really helpful, and that obviously helped me improve for next time. So lecturers aren't offended or any way. You email them back and you say, I don't understand why I've got this, they will do their best to kind of help explain that to you in any way. So don't feel kind of nervous to reach out if you ever feel you're confused on feedback. And another thing that we got as well was I've had in-person feedback after a presentation I did. So that may or may not happen to you over the course of your time at uni. And basically, when we'd finished the presentation, we sat down with the lecturers and they kind of just gave us verbal feedback, which was also really interesting. And I think definitely helps a lot of ways kind of seeing their reactions. And this was right after the presentation as well. So it was fresh in their minds, which I think was nice. So we got the kind of their initial feedback. And then later on, a couple of weeks down the line, we got the proper grade. And then they wrote up some feedback as well, after having thought about it for a little bit of time. But I think having the initial feedback was really interesting. And I think something to kind of look out for.
Yeah, it sounds terrifying, though.
It was a little bit, but I think they were lovely lectures, though.
I think something that I should mention as well was something that I was really shocked by was the grading systems, because in Scotland, and I think overall in the UK, you use a grading system that anything over 40 will be a pass, whereas I know that in other countries, like, the grading systems are different. And also something that really shocked me, but that has been really helpful in some ways, has been that the first 2 years of uni don't really count towards your final grade.
Yeah.
So it's really relaxing because you get to, you know, get a grip of what's going on and try to understand and just get like a basis on how to do things. So yeah, I personally have found that really, really helpful. Although I'm terrified for next year. We'll see how that goes.
It's just really interesting when you get into third and fourth year, having to actually remember that it counts towards your final grade. But yeah, it's, I think even being a Scottish student my whole life as well was really interesting, because usually in school when we get marks and feedback, it's usually over 50% is what counts to pass. However, technically, like, it is still a D if you get over 40, but basically a D is a fail. There's no unis looking for D's to get in. It's C's minimum. So D's are technically a fail and you would normally be asked to resit if you did that. But again, just kind of depends. However, uni, a D's a pass. You can move on if you get that. It's not ideal, but you can still move on. And then, yeah, it's also, I think, something to note is it's quite hard to get over the kind of late 70s when you're getting your marks back. 80s are quite rare. So don't feel downhearted if you're maybe stuck in the 70s or 60s, because that's good.
That's great.
It might even be above average. I think 80s and above are kind of really hard to get, but if you do get them, you know, it's a good plus. But 70s are A's, and that's all that really matters. You don't really need to worry about getting higher than that, honestly.
No, and even sometimes you get lecturers who will be really strict with their grading. And I mean, I had one case where no one in class got over like a 68, I think it was.
Mm-hmm.
It was one of the first essays we heard back from, and it was scary, a terrible mm-hmm. grade. But no, then after you talk to everyone and overall, after you get a couple more essays back, you realize that that's actually really good.
So used to in high school getting, you know, when people got over 90 or they got in the 80s, like that was the really good grades. And I think it's weird to go from that to uni where 70s is the really good grades.
Mm-hmm.
But it's just get that into your mind quick and you'll be happy with your 65% when you get in. That's all you really need, and especially as you get further in, it's just a case of I would like a B or over to get through. But yeah, it's a good thing you should bring up lectures. I think we've kind of mentioned this already, but I think just contacting them if you need any help or support. And I think something we haven't mentioned already as well is another type of assessment you can get is group work. And that is another thing that can kind of come under rubric, is you get marked as part of a group. And this can obviously lead to some, maybe some issues, especially if it's a group that's been put together rather than one you've chose yourself. But even when you've chose yourself, issues do arise. But lecturers understand that stuff can happen in groups, tensions can rise, but as long as you contact them before obviously your final assessment comes and you maybe say, hey, this is happening, just to let you know, they can maybe organise a meeting with you guys, or they can maybe take that into consideration for their final feedback. So I think that's maybe one big one. Have you had any kind of experiences with group work?
Actually, yeah, this last semester that we did, I had a group work, and it was really weird because we were all in like different countries and
came
over it over Zoom. And we had one person who just never showed up. But as you said, we contacted the lecturer and we said, look, we don't know what else to do. And, you know, they note that down and they're always there to help you. And as terrifying as it sounds, that when you have to contact them and you have to like let them know of what's happening, they are always willing to help.
100%. I think for general feedback as well, as I said earlier, I contacted the lecturer and they were very nice. And I think just if you need clarification or anything, don't be afraid to reach out, because that's what they're there for. Then they're doing a subject that they've studied for years as well, or like something in that ballpark. So definitely reach out and just see what their thoughts are. And also another thing to mention is if you are kind of confused about feedback, or if you're looking at your feedback and you're maybe a bit disappointed, is the Effective Learning Service. They do a lot of workshops on how to do assessments, different types of assessments. They do stuff on presentations, they do stuff on essays. And I think they've probably been mentioned a bit before, but they're definitely a great service to check out for that. One workshop that they did do was understanding feedback, which I attended actually, and it was all about how to understand the feedback you've been given, how to note that down to make improvements for next time as well. So yeah, if you're ever feeling like you're maybe a bit behind on your assessment writing, that's definitely a good thing to look into, as well as contacting lecturers.
Mm-hmm. That all sounds great. Yeah, definitely check out what Bethan said, because I think it will be really helpful, and it sounds like a great idea. I might check it out myself.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I think that's basically all we have for you today. So thank you so much for tuning in, and good luck with your studies. For sure, you'll do great. Thank you.
Bye.